Greetings and welcome to Good TV. Welcome to our new teaching series on sonship and identity.
欢迎大家收看我们这一次在好消息新的一个系列的教导。我们这一次的主题是 讲到我们儿子的身份。
Your identity is who you are.
所谓的身份就代表你这个人。
It answers the question, who am I?
所以你要回答的就是我是谁。
And in the series, we want to look at our identity.
所以在这一次这个系列我们要来谈谈我们的身份。
And I want to look at some of the challenges people face around this area.
而且要来谈到就是我们大部分的人在面对这个问题的时候遇到一些挑战。
In today's session, we're going to speak on the orphan spirit.
今天这一堂课我们要先来谈的是所谓孤儿的灵。
We want to ask the questions, what is an orphan?
所以我们第一个要问的是什么是孤儿?
What is the orphan spirit or mindset?
然后再来谈到孤儿的灵以及孤儿的一些心思意念。
How does this happen? Where does this originate from?
然后孤儿的灵是从哪里来的?
How would show up in our life?
那这样的一个灵会在我们的生命当中用什么样的方式展现?
What has God done to help us overcome this problem?
然后再来探讨神他又为了我们做了些什么样的工作让我们可以胜过这样的一个心态。
Why don't we just start with the scripture that Jesus spoke, some words of Jesus to his disciples.
所以我们先来看主耶稣他对他的门徒说了什么话能够帮助我们来面对这个事情。
In John chapter 14 and verse 16 through to 18,
这个是在约翰福音的第十四章。
I will pray to the Father that he may give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
在十四章的第十六节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
This is the spirit of truth that the world can't receive because it doesn't see him or know him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and soon will be in you.
就是真理的圣灵乃世人不能接受的因为不见他也不认识他你们却认识他因他常与你们同在也要在你们里面
Then he makes this statement I will not leave you orphans I will come to you
接下来十八节耶稣他就讲了这一句话他说我不撇下你们为孤儿我必到你们这里来
So before Jesus finished his ministry
所以在耶稣他要结束他在地上事工之前
He made an amazing promise
他就给我们一个非常惊人的应许
I will not leave you as an orphan
就是我绝对不会撇下你们当孤儿
But I will send my spirit to you
我乃是会派我的灵到你们当中
We're going to look at this promise that Jesus has made
所以我们就要来看这个耶稣他给我们的应许
So first of all, we want to ask the question, what does it mean, an orphan?
所以我们第一个要来看的是到底孤儿是代表什么
We need to understand the Bible culture.
我们第一个要先来看圣经的文化
In the Bible, the son was an extension of his father.
在圣经里头我们看到的是所谓的儿子他是父亲的一个延续
God, who is a spirit, created a physical world.
从圣经看到神是个灵然后他来创造整个宇宙万物
He created man as a spirit being in his own image
接下来神又按照他自己的形象样式造了人
Placed him into a physical body
把一个灵呢放在一个肉体的身体里面
And put him into the earth to represent him as a son
然后把这一个人就放到地上成为就是以一个儿子的身份代表神
So God's desire from the beginning
所以神打从一开始
was to express his goodness, his love, his very nature,
就想要来表达出他的良善、他的恩慈、他的整个属性
to express it throughout the physical world,
是能够完全是透过这整个我们肉眼看得到的世界来表达。
And the way he chose to do that was through the relationship of a father with a son.
而他选择这个表达传递的方式就是透过他在地上的一个代言人就是他的儿子。
Now you understand that Adam and Eve together represent The image of God.
那从圣经我们知道亚当和夏娃就是神在地上的代言人。
There is an aspect of God as seen in man.
所以从这个神那个地方我们就看到有人的罪。
There is a different aspect of God seen in women.
但是在男人的身上我们可以看到神一部分的属性在女人的身上看到另外一部分属性。
God's design was that he would be their father and they would be an extension of him in the earth.
所以神他所渴望的就是能够透过这两个人能够延续神他在地上这样的一个属性彰显出来。
In the Bible, a son means to be a builder of the father's household.
那从圣经里头看到，所谓的儿子，他就是要协助他的父亲能够来建造这个他的家室。
So God's original arrangement and order for man.
所以，这个神他对于人啊、男人来讲，他的一个心
态。As father, he would protect and he would provide.
就是他的想法是要父亲能够来供应保护。
As father, he would meet the needs of Adam.
然后这一个这个父神呢，对于亚当来讲，他能够供应亚当的需求。
So everything Adam needed, he would be provided for by his father.
所以从一开始，神的心意就是亚当在地上所需要的一切是由他的天父来预备。
God gave his son a commission.
然后神他又给他的儿子有任务。
He gave him a work to do in the earth.
他指派他的儿子要在地上做些工作。
And when God gives us an assignment or a work to do,
所以当神他给我们一些任务、一些工作。
He will provide everything we need.
那他一定也会预备我们所需要的供应。
So the word father in the Bible literally means a source.
所以在圣经里头，一旦讲到父亲，它代表的就是资源。
God as a father is the source of all every good gift.
应该讲说它是一个源头，它就是所有我们所需要的供应或礼物的源头。
The son was meant to be an extension of the father.
那儿子在圣经里面代表是一个延续
，represent him and reveal what he is like，
就是他要能够透过这个儿子来表现出整个父亲他的形象样式。
So then, what is an orphan？
所以孤儿是什么呢
？In the Bible, an orphan is a person who has no father。
在圣经里头，我们看到所谓的孤儿就是没有父亲。
The term used is the word fatherless。
那另外一个字就是讲到没有父亲的人就叫孤儿。
In the Bible, if a person had no father。
所以在圣经里头，只要讲到一个人没有父亲的话
，Even if they had a mother, they were still considered an orphan.
即便这个孩子他有母亲，在圣经的文化就会认定这个孩子是孤儿。
So to be an orphan in Bible or the Hebrew culture.
所以在希伯来文化或圣经文化里头讲到孤儿
，was to be terribly vulnerable.
代表的就是他是一个非常脆弱、容易受伤。
It was to be at the bottom of the social scale.
而且也会是在社会最底层里头。
It was a tremendous position of suffering and difficulty.
所以他们的整个他们所处的环境，就是代表要受很多的苦。
So from the Bible perspective,
所以从圣经的角度来看
，an orphan is someone without a father.
一个孤儿，他代表就是没有父亲。
Who will protect him?
所以没有一个保护他的父亲，没有供应他的父亲
，discipline him，
也没有一个可以教养他的父亲
，establish identity in him，
也没有办法为他建造他的身份
，encourage him to stand up and find his destiny in the world，
或者是来鼓励他，帮助他能够在这个社会能够找到一个立足之地的一个角色。
The Bible tells us，
所以圣经告诉我们
，that in the end times，
到了末后的日子
，there will be a massive breakdown in families in the earth。
在整个地上会有很多家庭破碎的事情发生
Such a significant breakdown of family relationships
就是在家庭的关系会产生很多的破碎
That God purposes to instigate a revival
但是神他的定义是要能够在这个当中有复兴
That would restore the relationship of fathers with their sons and daughters and the children with the fathers
特别是要来恢复父亲跟子女然后子女跟父亲之间的关系
Everywhere today we see a breakdown in family life
现在我们不管到哪里去我们都可以听到就是很多这个家庭是破碎的
We see people struggling
我们也看到很多人很挣扎很辛苦
Because they have no father to guide them, direct them, connect with them
他们挣扎原因是因为没有一个父亲的角色来引导他们指教他们
So that raises the question, and what is the orphan spirit or an orphan heart?
所以我们就很好奇，到底所谓的孤儿的灵、孤儿的心是什么意思？
Firstly, it's not a demonic spirit, although demonic spirits torment people.
那首先它是一个邪灵，不是一个在折磨人的一种灵。
The orphan spirit is a mindset, a way of thinking.
我们应该讲说，孤儿的灵它不是那种邪灵，它代表的是一种心思意念，一种心态。
It's a paradigm, a way of viewing life, of viewing yourself.Of viewing the world.
孤儿的灵，它代表的是你对自己的看法，对世界周遭人事物的看法。
The Bible tells us in Psalm 23, verse 7.
在这个诗篇二十三篇里面，就讲到。
So it tells us, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Proverbs 23, verse 7.
应该讲说是这个箴言的第二十三篇第二十七节讲到，这个人心思所想的是什么，他活出来就是什么。
The way you think in your heart is the way you live your life.
所以就是你心里面所想的就会活出来。
What you believe in your heart will determine how you live your life.
你内心里面的信念会决定你的所有的生活方式。
So if the beliefs you have in your heart are wrong, they're an error.
所以如果你内心的一些的信念，你的一些想法是错的。
It will affect how you live your life.
它一定会影响你的生活的态度跟方式。
So how does an orphan think?
所以我们就要来看。孤儿是怎么想
See, a son knows he has a father who will protect him, who will provide for him, who will instruct him, who will give guidance.
所谓的儿子就是他知道他有一个父亲，这位父亲一定会保护他、供养他、教养他、指教他。
But for an orphan, their belief and their thinking is quite different.
但是对孤儿来讲，他们的想法就完全不一样。
An orphan thinks, I'm on my own.
这个孤儿他第一个会想到我完全要靠自己。
There is no one here for me, I'm alone.
没有人会帮助我，我完全是孤立的。
There is no one to protect me.
没有人会保护我。
Life is therefore frightening, I have to stand up and protect myself.
所以生活，人生对我来讲是非常恐惧，可怕的，我完全要靠自己，自立自强。
There's no one to provide for me.
也没有人会供养我。
So I must strive and compete with others and contend.To get myself ahead.
所以我一定要很努力，我就要不断的想尽办法，要踩在别人的头上才能成功。
I have no father to guide me. I've got to find my own way.
我也没有一位父亲可以来指教我人生的方向跟道路，我必须靠自己去摸索。
I have no one who will promote me and help me get ahead. I will have to promote myself.
也没有人会来提升我。来帮助我，所以我必须要自己来找机会，怎么样的来能够晋升。
I have no one to comfort me when I'm in trouble. I need to find my own ways of finding comfort.
我遇到困难、遇到难题的时候，也没有人可以来安慰、鼓励我，我必须自己去找慰藉的方式。
I have no one to affirm me or to tell me I'm okay or to love me.
也没有人会来肯定我、承认我，或者是来爱我。
I've got to look to people to affirm me and find comfort from them.
我就要自己努力的去找有谁能够来安慰我、这个爱我跟肯定我。
So you understand that if a person lives with that mentality,
所以现在我们就明白，如果一个人他是有这样的一种孤儿的心态
，going to affect all of their relationships.
铁定会来影响他所有的人际关系。
Instead of seeing themselves full and protected and provided and able to give.And often now struggles to make their own needs met.
这样的一个人，他就没有办法用一个很全备的心态来去想说，对我的人生其实是有人可以安慰我、保护我。他会认为所有的事情都是要靠他自己。
So when people have the orphan spirit, an orphan mentality or heart,
所以当我们讲到说一个人他有孤儿的灵、有孤儿的心。
They will struggle with loneliness and insecurity.
他们持续面对的就是这种孤单寂寞。
Struggle feeling there's no one to look out for me.
而且他会一直都要面对没有人来帮助我。
So in all relationships, put themselves and their needs first.
所以他们在面对所有人际关系的时候，第一个想到的就是他自己的需要要先被满足。
The whole way of looking at life and relationships is affected by this.
所以他整个在看他人生、看他所有的生活的时候，全部都是由这样的一个心态来主导。
So a person with an orphan heart,
一个有孤儿的心思的人
struggles with a deep sense of rejection.
他特别里面内心深处一直在面对的是拒绝。
I'm not accepted. I'm not good enough.
就是我，他总会去想到说我不被人家接纳。
They struggle with resentment and bitterness at the feelings of unjust treatment.
然后这个内心总是在面对的一种就是说啊，别人总是会恶待我，对我不公平、不公不义。
And particularly orphans will struggle with fear.
尤其这种有孤儿心态的人，他们面对的是恐惧。
What's going to happen to me?
就是他都会很担心我会遇到什么事。
How will I provide?
啊、oh, ，我要怎么样为我自己供应
？Who will protect me?
谁会来保护我
？So this whole area of having an orphan heart, orphan mentality.
所以所谓的这种有孤儿的心、有孤儿心态的人
，affects how we do life.
他就会影响他的整个人生。
You can have a natural parent.
你今天可能也会有
a natural father, a natural mother,
就是你有深深的这个肉身的父母亲。
But the orphan spirit is a spiritual condition.
但是我们讲到一种孤儿的灵，它讲到是一种属灵的一种状态。
We can still suffer all of these feelings.
就是我们仍然会面对有这种的这种情绪。
Because we're trying to live life without God.
那是因为我们在属灵的部分是不要脱离神，靠自己来生活。
God designed us for relationship with Him.
但是神一开始创造我们，就是要跟他建立关系。
That's why Jesus came to introduce and reveal that God is a loving Father.
那这就是为什么主耶稣来到这世上，要把我们人带到神的面前。
Jesus made the statement, "This is what eternal life is."
然后主耶稣他讲说，所谓的永生是什么呢？
It is knowing God as your own personal father.
就是你要认识这位独一的真神，他是你的父亲。
Living in relationship with God as a father.
你要活在一个这位神是你父亲这样的关系里。
Enjoying God as a father.
然后你要享受这位神是你的父亲。
Being provided for by God as your father.
然后你要去享受他为你的供应。
Being protected by God as your father.
然后这位父神要来保护你。
He said, "This is what eternal life is."
那主耶稣说，这就是永生。
Knowing God as your father.
知道这位神是你的父亲
，through knowing Jesus Christ，
而且是透过认识耶稣基督
，who God sent to be His representative，
那是因为这位神差派耶稣来成为他的代言人
，and to reveal God as a loving Father，
而且来显明这位神是充满慈爱的神。
Without the revelation that God is my loving Father，
一旦我们没有这样的一个启示亮光，知道这位神是爱我们的父亲
，without revelation of what He does for me as a Father，
也没有这样的启示，知道说他为我做了些什么事情
，without revelation。Of what it means to live like a son or daughter，
然后也不知道我们要怎么样的按照一个儿女的身份来为他活。
We will just live like the people around us, troubled and pressured and in fear and anxiety。
那我们就会跟身边所看到的人一样，会面对，会因为这个生活在地上的生活所给我们的这些的压力，我们感到受苦。
When Jesus taught the parable of the prodigal son。
这个耶稣他在四福音书里面讲到浪子的比喻。
It's found in Luke chapter 15.
特别是在路加福音十五章。
It's really a story about an extravagant or generous father.
他这个故事其实特别是讲到一位非常就是有无限慈爱、非常慷慨的一位父亲。
Who has two sons who are spiritual orphans?
那这位父亲他有两个儿子，但是在属灵上面都是孤儿。
The younger son doesn't care about anyone.
那这个老二呢，第二个儿子他是谁都不关心。
He just wants to get inheritance from his father and live his life without any entanglements.
他想到的是只有自己，他怎么样的能够从他父亲马上拿到他属他那一份的家产，然后就是任意去挥霍。
The younger son has an orphan mentality.
所以这个老二呢，他就有一个这样孤儿的心态。
He sees relationships, what can I get from them?
所以他看到的所有的关系，他第一个想到就是我要怎么样占便宜。
And when he's released to live that out.
所以他后来就被释放出去，就按照他的想法去生活。
His life becomes ruined.
那最后整个人生被他搞砸了。
He uses others to meet his needs.
他想要利用别人来满足自己的需求。
And he reaps what he sows.
最后他就收了他的那样子所种的果。
People exploit him to meet their needs.
反而是他自己就被别人来剥削，被别人利用。
That's what an orphan culture is like.
所以孤儿的文化就是这样的一种状态。
What about the older brother?
那这个老大又是什么样呢
？The older brother also had an orphan heart.
那其实老大这个大儿子虽然住在家里头，但是他有个孤儿心。
No relationship with his father.
他和他的父亲其实没有一个真正的关系。
He served in the home.
他虽然住在家里头
，but his whole identity is around what he did.
但是他的整个身份，你可以从他的这个活出来的方式看得出来。
So he kept serving and doing, hoping it would meet his needs.
他在家里头就是不断的服侍，不断的工作，希望能够来满足需求。
And when the father was generous to the other brother.
所以当他看到他的父亲对他的弟弟是非常的慷慨。
He became angry when his brother seemed to get something he didn't deserve.
他看到他的弟弟呢，好像去得到一些他不配、没有资格去得到的东西。
When a person has an orphan heart,
所以一个人如果有孤儿心态
，they feel envious when someone else gets blessed.
只要一看到别人蒙福，他就会嫉妒。
They feel resentful if they get something they don't seem to deserve.
而且会开始感到怨恨，他就想你没有资格，你怎么可以得到这种东西
？He was unable to enjoy the work he had.
所以他没有，他这个老大他也没有办法去享受他工作努力得来。
Him it was a burden and a duty.Rather than a delight.
而且甚至把在家里面所有的工作看为是一种重担。
He was angry with his father.
所以他对他的父亲一直怀恨在心。
And he isolated himself.
因此也孤立他自己。
So we see examples like this.
所以我们看到这样的一个例子。
Jesus taught them to show us That God is a loving Father who welcomes us to Himself.
所以耶稣透过这个比喻，他是要看到，让我们去看到，这位神其实就是一位充满慈爱的父亲，欢迎我们回家。
Jesus came to reveal what God is like as a Father.
耶稣来到地上，就是要让我们看到这位神是什么样的一位父亲。
God's original plan.
神他起初的一个旨意
was to reveal and display His love and goodness in the earth through Father-Son relationship.
本来就是要透过父子这样的一种美好的关系来完全显明神的属性。
But that Father-Son relationship was damaged and broken.
但是很不幸的是，从一开始这个父子的关系就破坏。
So God sent His Son Jesus Christ.
因此到后面。神他就差派他的儿子耶稣基督
to perfectly represent him,
一个能够完全代表他的
to reveal what God is like,
完全的显明神的属性
to display the goodness of God,
然后能够彰显出神的良善
and to extend an invitation,
并且能够延续伸出这样的一个邀请
to all who are spiritually orphaned,
让我们这些在属灵上面都是孤儿的人
to return to their father,
能够回到这位天父的面前
To return to a father who loves us,
回到一个爱我们的父亲面前
who welcomes us into his own home and family,
接纳我们，欢迎我们进入他的家
who positions us as sons and daughters,
然后把我们就定位为儿子女儿
In the Gospel of John, he writes, "See what amazing love the Father has gifted to us to call us his children."
在约翰福音里面就讲到说，你来看看这位。真的是让人惊讶的这位的神他来欢迎我们接纳我们回到他的家里头
Well, we'll get to that shortly.
所以我们待会会来讲这个
But I want to look at the origin of the orphan spirit.
那我们现在要来看一下这个孤儿的灵它的根源
It is a problem that affects people everywhere.
因为这个东西它其实是影响几乎所有的人
It's a problem common to all people.
它对所有的种族这个族群来讲都是一个普遍的问题
It's a problem common in all nations
也是在各个国家都是一个普遍的问题
It is a spiritual condition
它是一种属灵的问题
It's a condition all people are born into
那也不管是你是哪一个族群你出生就有这样的一个孤儿的灵
The Bible tells us by one man sin entered the world
那是因为圣经里面就讲到因为一个人犯罪罪就来到这世界
And death because of sin
那也就带来死亡的工匠
What it means is this
这个意思是什么
That one man rebelled against God as a father
就是因为一个人他犯罪他悖逆了他的父神
And the consequence of his sin came onto all people being born into the earth
那他一个人悖逆的罪带来的后果就是这个罪来到世上所有人
When Adam sinned against his father
所以当这个亚当他犯罪得罪他的父神
He became separated from his father
他就跟这位父神隔绝了
He became a spiritual orphan
他就在属灵上面成了孤儿
Everything about him changed
所以关于他这一个人所有的一切都改变了
And every person born into this world
所以我们每一个出生在这个世界上的人
is born in the same condition
我们就完全出生在这样的一种状态里
We live our lives independent of God
所以我们的生活就完全是脱离神。
We do what seems right to us.
按照我们觉得对的方式来生活。
The Bible says there is a way that seems right to man, but the end is the ways of death.
圣经他就讲到说，他说人乃是按照他自己所以为对的来生活，但是那个结局却是死亡。
So regardless of what natural parents we have,
所以不管我们本身有什么样的就是肉身的父亲。
When we are born, we're spiritually orphaned.
但是我们在属灵上面，我们一出生就是
But God's love is very deep.
但是神的爱非常的深切。
God paid a price to rescue us.
所以神也为了救我们付了代价。
His plan we should not be a spiritual orphan.
他的计划就是要我们不要再当属灵的孤儿。
His plan is we should be welcomed back to be positioned as sons and daughters of the Father in heaven.
他的旨意就是要我们每一个人都能够恢复到一个作为他的属灵儿女他的儿女这样的一个身份
So when the disciples asked Jesus how do we pray
所以当这个耶稣的门徒来问他说我们当如何祷告
pray like this,
他就说
Our Father in heaven
他说我们就要这么祷告我们在天上的父
Jesus came to reveal what God is like
所以耶稣来就是要显明这位神是什么模样
to show his love and goodness
然后让我们看到神的爱跟良善
and finally by his death on the cross
然后最后借由耶稣死在十字架上
make a way for the power of sin to be broken
就能够让整个罪恶的权势完全被断开
so spiritual orphans can be received back
好让属灵的孤儿他能够再一次的回到父神面前。
So we can become truly sons and daughters of the living God.
我们就真的能够成为这位真神的属灵儿女。
At the end of the session, we'll share steps to do that.
所以在这一堂课的后面，我们就会告诉你要怎么样的做到这一
点。In the series, we're going to look how we can be established as a son or daughter of the living God.
那这一整个系列，我们会就是来不断的来告教导你们，是我们怎么样的能够来建立恢复我们这一个真。
We're going to look at what that will look like for us.
然后也会让你们更具体的看到一个儿女的身份是什么模样。
How our lives will be changed by this.
让你看到我们的生命会因此而有发生什么样的变化。
How our relationships will be changed by this.
以及我们的人际关系会发生什么样的变化。
And it all centers around Jesus Christ.
那这一切就是讲到耶稣基督。
Who is the pattern son.
因为他是一个被神指定他
是神的儿子。He is the example son.
他是一个我们的榜样。
He is the model son.
他是我们的一个模范。
He is the one we set our lives on.
他也是一个我们要把我们的生命交托的一位。
As the pattern for how to live.
那他也是成我们的一个榜样，让我们知道该如何生活。
God's desire, God's plan.
神的计划。
Is that all of us be welcomed into his family.
是我们每一个人都要回到他的家中。
That we come to know him intimately as father.
然后能够亲密的来认识这位神。
And our lives be conformed to become just like his son Jesus Christ.
让我们的整个生命能够转化变成像他的儿子耶稣基督一样。
Join us again as we continue this session on the orphan spirit.
我们休息一会然后再回来继续来谈这个孤儿的灵。
Welcome back to our series on sonship and identity.
欢迎大家继续收看我们这一堂讲到的所谓的孤儿的灵以及儿子的身份。
In this session, we're talking about the orphan spirit.
我们这一堂课特别是讲到孤儿的灵。
And we want to discuss right now where it originated from.
所以我们现在要来探讨的是它的根源。
Remember, an orphan is a person without a father.
前面讲到所谓的孤儿就是没有父亲。
No one to protect for them, provide them, guide them, direct them.
没有人可以保护他们、引导他们、教养他们。
They do life on their own.
他们完全靠自己。
So we find there are four sources.
所以我们看到有四个源头。
That all affect us in this thinking.
那这四个根源它完全都影响我们的思想。
Number one, and the origin of it all.
第一个根源是
is found in Isaiah 14,
在以赛亚书的第十四章
verse 12 through to verse 14, 第十四章的第十二节 The origin of the orphan spirit or mentality
这个所谓的孤儿的灵或者我们讲孤儿的心态
comes from the devil himself
是从撒旦来的
Originally he was an angel having favored presence before God
撒旦其实他本身原本就是天使，而且在神的面前是蒙大恩的。
And it says in Isaiah 14, and verse 12, How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, morning star? How are you cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations?
在以赛亚书十四章第十二节，明亮之星，早晨之子啊，在英文里面有加路西佛这个字。你何竟从天坠落？你这功败列国的，何竟被砍？砍倒在地上。
Lucifer, an archangel, had an honored position and status.
这个路西佛他在天上，他在天国就是一位天使长，是有他的权柄。
But he rejected his position.
但是从这里看到，他拒绝他那一个天使长的地位。十三、十四节讲到，你心里曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上。在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。
So the first spiritual orphan is the devil himself.
所以第一个我们讲到属灵的这种孤儿就是魔鬼撒旦他自己。
He abandoned his position, the role and assignment he was given.
他丢弃他自己的那个地位，然后还有他的这些的任务工作。
I want to be as God. I want to run my own life.
是说。他想要靠他自己的想法来掌管他的生命，然后他想要跟神是同等地位。
As a result, he was cast out of heaven.
但是结局是什么？他被赶出天上。
No father to provide.
没有一个父亲保护他、供应他。
No father to protect.
没有父亲保护他。
No father to discipline.
也没有 一个父亲来管教他。
He is the original orphan spirit.
所以他是第一个这一个孤儿的灵的根源。
And it says of him, he weakened the nations.
那回到刚才十二节讲到他攻败列国。
Means to undermine or overthrow or weaken the nations.
所谓的攻败就是他让列国成为软弱的，没有力量的。
And we find, secondly, in Genesis chapter 3,
再来我们看创世纪的第三章
we find Adam and Eve, the story of their fall.
我们来看到亚当跟夏娃
So if we look in the book of Genesis chapter 3,
如果我们来看创世纪第三章
God had placed Adam and his wife Eve into a garden and gave them an assignment.
前面就有讲到这个神他创造亚当夏娃把他们放在园子里而且要叫他们要照管这个园子
They were called to represent God in the earth. They were called to advance his kingdom.And to display his goodness and kindness.
一开始就呼召亚当和夏娃，就是要在地上成为神的代言人，然后代替神来掌管治理整个全地。
But the devil came and tempted Eve.
但是魔鬼出现，他第一个先引诱夏娃。
She ate the forbidden fruit.
所以夏娃吃了那个禁果。
Adam also ate the forbidden fruit.
那后来又是这个亚当也吃了。
Notice in verse 5 what it says.
我们来看第五节。
This is the temptation proposed.
那这个是这个蛇蝎这个魔鬼他提出的诱惑。
God knows in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened. You will be like God, knowing good and evil.
他说因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了你们便如神能知道善恶。
So the devil did not want to be under authority. He wanted to be his own authority to be as God.
所以一开始我们讲到魔鬼他不想要顺服在神的权柄底下他想要自己当神
Now he sows the same lie into Adam and Eve
然后现在到亚当夏娃我们也看到同样的谎言
God is holding out from you You can't trust him You need to become like him in your own effort
魔鬼就告诉他们说哎呀这个神他不希望你们跟他是一样的同等他不希望你们也跟他一样的聪明所以他开始欺骗亚当夏娃
And when they disobeyed God
所以当亚当夏娃他们不听从神的
A change took place in them.
那在他们的生命里头就发生变化。
Their relationship with their heavenly father was broken.
他们和这位天父的关系也被破坏。
It impacted them immediately.
那而且立刻就影响他们了。我们来看第七、第八节，他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身肉体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编作裙子。天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走。那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。
So instead of trusting God as their father,
所以他们没有办法再去相信这位神是他们的父亲。
Instead of trusting his goodness,
没有办法信靠他的良善。
And living in obedience to him,
然后没有来遵从他的话语。
They chose independence.
他们选择要独立自主。
I'll go my way.
他们就想我要靠我自己。
Immediately there were consequences.
对，马上就有一个后果发生。
They lost or had their relationship with their father broken.
第一个就失去了跟他们这位父神之间的关系。
They then became conscious of their nakedness.
而且第二个就是开始就发现到自己的赤身肉体。
They covered themselves up.
所以靠自己来遮蔽自己。
They concealed their identity.
那个遮蔽就代表来遮蔽遮掩自己的身份。
They concealed their distinguishing characteristics.
然后也就遮掩了他们自己很明确的一些的属性。
There was shame upon their life.
那是因为羞愧来到他们身上。
There was guilt had come into their hearts.
罪疚感也来到他们身上。
There was fear of being exposed.
而且就很害怕自己被暴露出来。
So when they heard the voice of God coming to meet with them and have friendship with them,
所以当他们一听到神的声音出现，是这位神是要来找他们，来见他们。
Instead of running to their loving father, they now fled from him and tried to hide.
他们没有办法再像先前一样这样的去奔向他们的父亲，而是什么？现在选择要躲避。
They became spiritually disconnected.
所以在属灵上面就整个隔绝了。
They became spiritual orphans.
成为属灵的孤儿。
And they became filled with fear.
充满了恐惧。
Insecurity.
缺乏安全感。
Shame.
羞愧。
And they tried to provide for themselves.
靠自己来养活自己。
They tried to protect themselves.
想要靠自己保护自己。
Whereas before they could trust God to provide.
以前是完全靠神的供应。
They could trust God to protect.
然后相信神会保护。
Now they're living in fear.
现在活在恐惧里。
They're trying to provide for themselves.
要来供应自己。
Trying to protect themselves.
现在要来保护自己。
And then when God confronts them,
所以当神出现来面对他们。
They begin to blame one another.
他们马上两个人就互相的怪罪。
Their relationships totally change.
所以整个所有的关系都开始改变了。
They struggle to control their feelings.
他们也开始没有办法来好好控制自己的感情。
They struggle to make their life work.
然后也没有办法来控制自己人生的一个发展。
So when people live separated from God,
所以当人他和神是隔绝的。
We have to make our life work for ourselves.
你就会发现要不断的努力靠自己来去经营你的人生。
If it's going to be, it's up to me to do it.
你就会想说，反正没人帮我，就是靠我自己了。
So the origin of the orphan spirit or heart or mentality.
所以不管我们是讲孤儿的灵、孤儿的心思或心态。
Comes from the devil himself.
第一个根源是从魔鬼来。
It also comes upon us because of the sin of Adam and Eve.
那第二个会来到人的身上，是因为亚当夏娃犯罪的。
We are born into the world with this.
所以所有的人一出生就生在这样的一个罪里头，这样的灵里。
There are two other factors contribute to this orphan way of thinking about life.
那当然还有另外两件事情也会。就是让这样的一种孤儿的心思会 更发酵。
Dysfunctional family patterns.
那这个两个的其中一个就是一个失去功能，一个破碎的家庭。
The way our father related to us greatly impacts the way we view ourselves.
就是我们的父亲，不管是亲生的父亲，或者是我们就是父亲的角色跟我们之间的一个关系。
The purpose of a natural father is to represent God as a heavenly father, to be a source of identity, provision, and protection.
我们在地上的父亲的角色，他原本就是应该要成为一个天父的代言人，要能够代替天父来供养我们，保护我们。
But fathers, because of their own brokenness,
但是我们地上的父亲因为他们自己的破碎，
frequently wound and hurt the heart of their children.
那就经常会不小心的就来伤害他的儿女。
Perhaps through anger,
有可能是透过愤怒，
perhaps through abuse,
透过一些暴力虐待，
physical abuse,
身体的虐待，
verbal abuse,
言语的暴力，
sexual abuse,
或者是性侵，
perhaps being very controlling,
或者是想要掌控，
or perhaps the father's very weak,
或者是这个父亲可能很软弱，
perhaps he's very passive,
或者很被动。
Or perhaps he betrays and abandons the family.
或者是这个父亲可能背叛了、遗弃了家庭。
But many children carry wounds caused by a natural father.
所以有很多的儿女，他们是因为父亲所造成的伤害。
And it increases the impact on their life.
那就会不断的来加增这样的一种影响。
Of believing they're on their own.
所以这种副作用就是他们不断的就是要靠自己来生活。
That I'm abandoned, that I have to make life work on my own.
他们觉得我父亲都遗弃我了，所以我就是要靠自己。
Mothers are also called to reflect what God is like.
那其实母亲这个角色也是蒙召要成为神在地上的代言人。
Mothers are called to reflect the tenderness and the nurture and the warm love of God as a father.
母亲她所要在地上代表神的部分，就是要展现出神的温柔、她的温暖、她的良善的部分。
Our first bonding experience is to a mother.
每一个小孩一出生，他第一个接触到的那种抚触感，就是从母亲来的。
The Bible tells us in Psalm 22 that it's on our mother's breast we learn trust.
在诗篇二十二篇里面就讲到，是透过跟我们母亲之间的这样的一个拥抱，
so、
我们学会信靠。
One purpose of a mother is to represent God's loving, tender, nurturing.Desire for intimacy with us.
所以神要透过母亲这个角色，让我们经历到的就是那样的一个温柔，那样的一个抚触，一个保护，还有那样的一个喂养。
But if mothers are damaged or never receive love or they're wounded in their heart,
但是如果一个母亲她自己本身就是破碎受伤的，
they can abandon their children or neglect their children.
她就很容易的去遗弃儿女，或者就是忽略轻忽她的儿女。
Or hurt their children by their words and their treatment of them.
透过一些的言语、一些方式来去这个恶待她的儿女。
Angry words.
比方说充满愤怒的话语。
Silence.
或者是就是沉默，
Scolding,
或者是骂他们。
All of these things can deeply hurt and wound a child.
所有这些方式都可能去深深的伤害他的儿女。
So many carry an orphan heart.
以至于就很多人我们都带着这样的一个孤儿的心。
Because of family upbringing.
那是因为整个成长的背景。
The feeling I'm on my own.
所以就一直觉得我要靠自己。
Sometimes a parent has abandoned the family.
有的时候是因为父母亲他们遗弃家庭。
Sometimes a parent is disabled.
或者是父母亲没有能力。
Maybe sickness.
他可能是因为疾病。
Maybe alcohol or drugs.
或者是因为酗酒或吸毒。
And the child feels abandoned.
所以让儿女就认为被遗弃。
And so the pain of being orphaned spiritually is deepened by their family experience.
就因为这样的一个成长环境，就导致这个孤儿的灵这样的一种灵，它会继续的发酵。
And the last way that our lives become shaped this way.
那另外一个方式呢？
Is through the culture of the world.
是透过这个世上的社会文化。
God's original plan is that the cultures of the world would reflect His goodness and kindness and His fatherhood.
神他从一开始他的想法就是要透过这世上的不管哪一个社会文化都能够显明神的良善和慈爱。
But when Adam sinned, the cultures of the world became influenced by the devil.
但是从亚当夏娃犯了罪之后呢，整个社会文化全部都受魔鬼的影响。
In 1 John 5:19, it says the whole world lies in wickedness.
在约翰一书，第五章第十九节，他就讲到说，整个世人、整个世界都是被这个恶者所影响。
So the culture of the world is not a fatherly culture that affirms and values people.
所以现在整个社会文化就已经不再是一个充满说父亲来肯定、承认他儿女的文化。
Rather, it's a competitive culture.
而是一个现在反而是一个充满争竞的社会。
It's a hostile culture.
是一个很充满敌意的社会。
It's a performance culture.
是一个充满就是一个在乎你的成就的表一个文化。
Perform well enough, you're accepted. Otherwise, you have no value.
就是你必须要有所成就，否则你就没有地位。
It's a conditional culture.
是一个带条件的文化。
Love is always conditionally given.
所谓的条件就是你爱总是带条件的。
It's an appearance-oriented culture.
那也是一个什么在乎外表、外表的表现。
People value that which is superficial, which passes away.
换句话说，人们所在乎的都是一个外在的一种表现，或者是一个外貌。
They value fame, they value money, they value attractive looks.
这一个外表包括了就是你的金钱、地位、权势，还有你的外貌。
And when you look at all of these things,
所以当你来看这些东西
，the pressure is on you to conform to this.
你就会发现一直受到压力，要不断的表现自己。
God says, "Don't be conformed to the world."
但是神他说你不要效法这世界。
There's a need to be transformed.
你需要被改变。
By changing the whole way we see life.
就是透过你整个来看人生的整个思想意念要改变。
So we see four sources of the orphan spirit, the orphan mentality.
所以我们刚才就看到了整个。这个孤儿的灵、孤儿的心态，四个不同根源。
Demonic powers or spirits that oppress us and reject us.
第一个就是一个从邪灵来的，它不断的压制我们、辖制我们。
Families of origin that are painful and cause suffering and difficulty.
那第二个是我们的成长家庭环境带给我们的伤害或问题。
The original sin of Adam and Eve, which comes upon us all.
那第三个就是透过亚当夏娃他们的犯罪。
We are born spiritually orphaned.
然后再来就让我们就是在一出生的时候，在属灵上面就是孤儿。
And then the culture of the world pressures us to compete and perform.
那第四个就是整个社会文化就是一直来逼着我们，就是要跟别人去争竞。
So people who have an orphan mentality.
所以一个有孤儿的心态的人。
It shows up in certain characteristics.
他就会有一些的特性。
It's quite easy to see. Perhaps you can understand or recognize some of these.
是很明显的，而且甚至我一讲了，你大概就会发现哦，原来这就是孤儿的心。
Let me give you a few.
我们来举几个例子。
Firstly, they're oversensitive.
第一个，这个过度敏感。
They're easily offended and upset by things people say and do.
很容易就因为别人的一些的言行就受到冒犯。
They overreact.To little things that people say, they misunderstand what they're saying.
对于一些人的言行，就是一些小事情，他们就很容易就生气。
Secondly, they struggle to prove themselves. They're very competitive, comparing with people.
然后第三个，接下来就是他们就是不断的想要来得到肯定，要被人承认接纳。
Because they never get enough affirmation, there's a pain and a cry to be affirmed.So they struggle to find it with people.
那是因为他们从小到大一直都没有得到父母的肯定和接纳，所以他们就不断的就是想要表现自己，让别人来肯定他们。
People become driven and they can't rest or just enjoy what they have.
他们就 一直没有办法得到安息，很努力的，就是很拼命的想要去表现自己。
And in relationships, they use people to get themselves ahead.
然后这样的人会在关系里头不断的就是想要去利用别人，让自己能够超
前。Relationships are always viewed through the eye. What's in this for me? How can you get me ahead?
他看到的所有的人，他第一个想到的就是我要怎么样的可以利用这个人，那一个人可以对我带来什么样的好处。
People with an orphan spirit are always looking for approval and recognition.
所以这个有孤儿的灵的人总是要在每一个地方要找机会得到肯定。
Because they've never experienced a father's approval and words of affirmation.
那是因为他们自己一直都没有从父亲那边去得到肯定。
There's a looking for approval from people.
所以总是想要从不同的人身上得到肯定。
Another condition is a low esteem, low personal value.
那另外一个就是自卑。
People struggle with feeling that I have no value, I'm not worthy.
这样的人总会觉得我自己没有价值，我这个人不够好。
And become angry at themselves when they make mistakes or fail.
而且自己只要一犯错，就会对自己非常生气。
And often they struggle with addictions and things, trying to make themselves feel better.
那这样的人就很容易对一些事情就沉迷上瘾，然后为了借由那些事物来让自己慰藉自己。
When people have an orphan spirit,
有孤儿的灵的人
，they struggle to submit to authorities.
他们这样的人通常也很难顺服权柄。
They perceive they've been treated unjustly.
因为他们一直认为就是在上面权柄的人对他们都不公不义。
They struggle really to trust anyone.
其实他们也可以说是很难去相信任何一个人。
So they struggle to become open and accountable because they're afraid of what will happen if I do.
所以这样的人呢，他们通常也很难敞开自己，也很难去负起一些责任，对别人交账，因为他们很怕一旦这么做。会被别人背叛。
And finally, because an orphan has no sense of identity coming from his heavenly father.
那最后就是我们讲到一个孤儿的人，他们因为不知道自己的身份，没有办法从天父得到他的身份。
They try to find their identity in something outside themselves.
就要从外面的事物、外界的事物去找到自己的身份。
So people, they try to gather money.
所以这样的人通常他们会不断的想要赚钱
accumulate possessions,
就是要去不断的积蓄很多的这个财产
positions,
再来一个就是要不断的去找地位
they look for titles to be recognized by people,
建立自己的这些的名声头衔地位
they may even use their children as their way of getting identity,
甚至想要透过儿女们来建造自己的身份
this is not how we're intended to live,
但是这不是神对我们的心意
God intends us to be established very deeply,
神他其实是非常想要稳稳地建造我们。
I'm a child of God.
第一个就是要让我们知道我是神的儿女。
I'm loved by my father.
天父非常爱我。
I am valuable to my father.
我对在天父的眼中是非常有价值。
So how can I break out of this orphan mentality?
那我应该要怎么样的断开这样的一个孤儿的灵
？How can I break out of this orphan spirit?
我要怎么样的断开这个孤儿的灵呢
？Well, Jesus made a promise.
耶稣给我们一个应许。
I will not leave you orphaned.
他说我必不撇下你们为孤儿。
I will come to you.
我一定会来到你们面前。
I will send my spirit to you.
我会派我的灵到你们身上。
So let me read to you a promise in John chapter 1 verse 12.
我们现在来看约翰福音的第一章十二节。
Whoever received him, Jesus Christ.
这是耶稣基督，他说凡是接待他的。
Whoever believed upon him,
就是相信他名的人。
He gave the power and right to become a child of God.
他耶稣基督就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Our first step is to breaking the power of the orphan spirit.
所以我们第一步就是要断开这个孤儿的灵的第一步。
Is to become connected to the source of life, God the Father.
就是我们要先连接回到这一个源头，就是天父。
Remember how we began? Jesus said.This is eternal life that they know you, Father, and the one you sent to represent you.
我们刚才第一个一开始我们就讲到耶稣他讲说什么是永生呢？就是你要认识这位独一的真神，并且认识这个差他来的耶稣基督。
So our first step to break the power of being an orphan spirit.
所以我们要断开这个孤儿的灵，第一步是
is to open our life to Jesus Christ.
就是把我们的心向耶稣基督敞开。
He died on the cross for our sins.
他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
That separate us from God.
那个罪是让我们跟神隔绝。
He took our place on the cross.
然后耶稣代替了我们死在十字架上。
John 3:16, God so loved the world, loved you.
这个耶约翰福音三章十六节讲到说，神爱世人就是你。
He gave his son to die on the cross.
所以让他的爱子为我们死在十字架上。
So that whoever would believe on him,
而让凡是相信他的
would not perish but receive eternal life.
不至灭亡，反得永生。
Our first step to break the orphan spirit.
所以我们要这个断开，离开这个孤儿的灵。
To turn from an orphan way of life.
就是要离开，转离这一个孤儿的这种生活方式。我们要为我们的罪悔改
and receive Jesus Christ.
然后接受耶稣基督
When we receive Jesus Christ,
一旦我们接受耶稣基督
the Spirit of God enters our heart.
神的灵马上就进到我们的心
The Bible calls that being born again.
那圣经称这个就是叫做重生
Given a new start.
就是你有一个全新的开始
And this is what it tells us.
那我们看经文
In verse 15 of Romans chapter 8.
在罗马书的第八章第十五节
You did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by which we cry out, Daddy, Father.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。
For the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit, we are the children of God.
十六节，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
So the first step out of being an orphan.
所以第一个就是要怎么样的脱离这样的一个孤儿。
The first step to break the power of loneliness and being orphaned spiritually.
要断开这一个孤儿的灵以及那样的一个权势。第一步就是要承认耶稣基督。
Receive him into our heart and life as our savior.
然后接受他成为我们生命的救主。
To receive forgiveness for our sins.
然后接受他。
And receive the Spirit of God into our heart.
接下来就是接受神的灵进到我们的心。
When God's Spirit enters your life,
当神的灵进入到你的生命
He joins to your spirit.
他就跟你里面的灵的结合。
You become spiritually alive.
那你整个属灵就全部活了。
Connected back to Heavenly Father.
整个活了过来就会回到这位父亲的面前，你就可以祷告。
And call Father.
这个时候你就能够说阿爸父，天父。
You love me.
你爱我。
You care for me.
你关心我。
You provide for me.
你供应我。
You protect me.
你也会保护我。
I trust my life into your hands.
我要把我的生命交在你手里。
Now, of course, once we've taken that step,
所以当我们采取这一步
we must continue in the journey.
我们要持续这样的一个旅程
of growing to become a son who represents our Father.
就是不断的按照神，我们是神儿女这样的一个身份来成长。
And there's a lot of old ways of thinking.
那当然还有很多其他各种的想法。
A lot of old bondages.
有很多过去的缠累
that need to be healed.And broken.
那些都是需要被断开，也需要得医治的。
We'll talk about that in the next session.
那我们在下一堂课会继续分享。
When we look at the roots that drive the orphan spirit,
就是当我们要来探讨是什么样的一个根源一直在驱动我们。
God bless you. Come back for our next session.
愿神赐福你们，我们再回来，我们下一次再继续来探讨。